The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done, so let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within. Welcome back to our returning listeners and our new listeners. As always, we value you and your time, and to spend this hour with us is always so appreciated. Here, we're always wanting to uplift you, shift you, but most of all, get you through 2021. That's what I say. We got to get through 2021. So it is definitely, you're feeling the roller coaster. We're getting ready for March, April energy. And you know, it's going to be a roller coaster ride for March and April. And I keep talking about that. So what does that mean? A lot of truth coming out, and energy is moving a lot faster than ever before, but it's moving quicker than ever before to really help you get grounded, get centered, and really start to look at a whole new way of living, which probably I keep saying will take till 2025, but that is okay and it's good. So I'm so excited today because when we bring guests on, as you know, it's always to give you different tools and tips and things that you can do to help your body, your spirit, your ascension, whatever you want to call it, to really, really go into that new level. The light codes right now are downloading into your body, meaning that your system is being reprogrammed very quickly. So no different than how you would install a new program into your computer. You are installing new coding, new systems, how to function in the world going forward, how to let go of the old. So there's nothing better than understanding what Mother Earth has given us, and that is crystals. And I'm so excited today that we have Shivani Sharma with us again. You heard her before Christmas. And, you know, I got my own little special crystal. I'm going to let her tell you about it, though, because it's her place, her expertise, and so beautiful. When she sent it to me, I gave one to my daughter, and I was going to give this to someone else, and I heard it wanted to sit on my desk. I love crystals. I sleep with. She's going to tell you what the gingerbread man is. I'm forgetting off the top of my head. She sent me this beautiful gingerbread man, and he sits right by my bed, and he likes to be by my bed. So now when we're looking at grounding our fields and moving into new spaces, you cannot have enough different tools this year. You cannot have enough. And that's what today is about. It is a call-in show if you have a question around crystals. So if you have a question around crystals, please call in. Next week is my 50th birthday, and it is on Tuesday, and I am going to do the show. Normally I don't work, but I'm going to do my show, and you can call in, and we're going to celebrate birthdays together and what that means. So welcome, Shivani. I'm so excited you're here again.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so happy you're able to come back, because this is you've heard me talk about, you know, 2021. We've all seen it, up, down, truths, things coming out, what's happening. And really what I find with the crystals, healing, restorative, grounding. And so I'm so excited that you're able to share. So I want you to tell them this beautiful, so people that can see it, it's a beautiful, beautiful purple crystal. It is not amethyst, but the reason I love this right now, I will tell you, and she's going to explain it. Well, I'm going to let her explain what it is. Then you'll know why I love it for 2021. Okay.
So that is lepidolite. It's one of my favorite crystals. Lepidolite is known to be a crystal that is very effective at combating anxiety and worry. So it's been quite popular for people over the course of the pandemic. And it was kind of a crystal of last year, and people are still wanting to keep using it this year. But what's really neat about it is that it naturally contains lithium, which is also found in anti-anxiety and some antidepressant medications. So that is kind of exciting, because we know that this could potentially be a natural way in which you can seek some relief or be able to, you know, bring down the symptoms of some of those conditions.
Yeah. And why it's sitting on my desk, and because it loves on my desk, because I work with clients all day long. And what I noticed is it being on my desk is it will pull the energy from them and it actually transmutes it. So it's really cool. It's like the three of us are working together. And so for people that you don't have to suffer from high anxiety, I know sometimes I wake up with it, depending on what's been going on in the collective field. I grab it, it dissipates right away. I release it out of the body. But it's really cool. It works like a conduit as well. So while you're working with the God of your understanding, if you're clearing energy or you're talking to your friends, maybe you don't have it, but I can tell you it pulls it out. Like, I was shocked when I put it on my desk and realized that it was pulling their energy out as I was dealing with them. And we were getting not even a triple whammy, I don't know, quadruple, because we had the God of our understanding with all the angels and we had the crystal in between. So it was a pleasant surprise. What's your favorite crystal right now? And then I want to go to Mary Jane on the phone and have her question.
Oh, so, you know, there's so many that I love. I definitely am very attracted to lapidolite, but I like it when it is mixed with a bit of pink tourmaline. So an example of that is this over here. So you have both the heart-based energy as well as the third eye. I find this to be really soothing for both the emotional body as well as bringing down your nervous system. So this is something I kind of grab onto before I go to bed because I don't like falling asleep with worry in my mind. And I find that this helps me to shift my energy so that I'm just thinking a little more positively before I go to bed.
I really like that. And one of the things I keep saying, I was saying this to my evolutionary group, that before they go to bed, like, get grounded what you're grateful for and before when you wake up too, right? And that would be a great crystal when you're putting your hands on your heart to put the crystal on the heart, or would it be too overpowering?
No, this is actually one that is perfect for that. There's some crystals you don't want to work with at nighttime, but this is one that you can even fall asleep with and you'll be completely fine.
I mean, people forget that. Oh, I could put all the crystals by my bed. I'll get you to say what the gingerbread man was again. I forgot the name of it, so I apologize. But I love it. It loves being by my bed. But sometimes you see that, right? People have all these crystals and I'm like, do you have a lot of crystals by your bed? They're like, yeah. I'm like, you might want to move some of them out. They're really busy while you're sleeping. And they're like, I can't sleep. So the little gingerbread man that you sent me that does love sitting by my bed, what was the name of that?
So that is called Pink Amethyst. I have a little obelisk of that over here. So it's a beautiful crystal that is found in Brazil, Argentina. That's usually where it comes from. And it is really lovely because it usually has some quartz inclusions as well. So the type of energy that comes from it is one that is known to emit divine love. People call it God's love crystal, which is why I gave it to you, because I'm like, yeah, if there is a Tracy crystal, this is the Tracy crystal. But it's a wonderful way to feel your heart just expand, feel the unconditional love of the universe. And it's also really great to get some universal guidance. And I think that's why it works really well as a bedtime crystal, because you're falling asleep to like God's love. And at the same time, you're also going to be potentially as seeking guidance, have some prayers before you go to bed. And while you're sleeping at night, it's going to bring that information to you. And if you stay open and receptive the next day or in the days coming, you will be able to usually figure out the answer to your question.
You know what I loved about it so much is the way it looking like a gingerbread man. It made me so happy. Like, just to look at him makes me happy. I haven't named it a him, but it makes me so happy because it's so cute. And one night, I have to say, I got up. This is what I love so much about crystals. I got up and it was probably, I've been asleep for a couple of hours. And I just, I took him, I put him under my pillow. And it was just, he just wanted to go under the pillow. And I just laughed. He was like, why do you have a crystal under your pillow? I said, well, I do that sometimes. And I've done that throughout. And it was just such a beautiful sleep. And it's beautiful you said that too, because yeah, I find that crystals, if they're the right one for you at the right time, that vibration and the intuition and the mental clearing you get is just beautiful. So I have to thank you for that, because we're having a lot of fun. But he sits, even my cleaner yesterday, she came and she was cleaning around the bedside table and she's like, this is really cute. And I'm like, yeah, loving, isn't it? She goes, yeah, I like the feel of it. And she just loved being able to pick it up and just moved it over a little bit. And she, you know, it was fabulous. So yeah, we gotta love those things. All right, do you want to take a call? You okay with that?
Yeah.
Olivia, can we go to Mary Jane?
Yeah, let's see. Mary Jane from Oakville. Mary Jane, you're on with Tracy L. Clark and Shivani Sharma.
Ah, hi, Mary Jane.
Shivana, hope I said it right.
Shivani, yes, so happy.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling in. A couple of years ago, I had a wonderful healer, and she did a shamanic healing and gave me the Shiva Lignum crystal. And I guess that was, I guess, for balancing male and female energy. And so I feel that that has worked, but I'm just wondering, and I'm not sure whether you can pick up, what else I could be using right now that would benefit me in my healing.
Yeah, you're definitely the male-female energy looks nice and strong. It's changing again, which is really good. What would be, this is what's coming up for you. So Shivani, what would be a really nice crystal to increase the manifesting?
Yeah, there's so many good ones. Citrine is amazing for manifesting. Also pyrite, which I actually have over here. It's this beautiful sparkly gold kind of crystal. This one's been super popular with a lot of people recently, but citrine and pyrite are known specifically for manifestation, attraction, bringing in good luck in all areas of your life. So I would highly recommend working with either of those.
You're definitely Mary Jane.
Sorry, what's the name of the first one?
Citrine.
Sorry, I didn't hear the name of the first one.
Yep, citrine. And the second one was pyrite.
Okay, you actually, thank you.
I'll tell you, Mary Jane, your body is really gravitating to the pyrite if that would be one. Yeah, it's really gravitating to the pyrite.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I would, either of them are great, citrine and pyrite together. She's vibrating very well with it, in case she's watching this again later and looking at the crystal you have, vibrating really strong. But definitely that pyrite, as soon as you brought it up, went right into her field. So she has a strong resonance there. But again, as you know, they have to resonate too. So I'm just giving you a tip, Mary Jane, if you like that one. Can you show the pyrite again?
Well, here it is.
Yeah. How does that feel, Mary Jane, when you tune into those two?
It feels good. Yeah, I'm going to take a look. I've got a whole bunch of crystals at home, so I think I have that, so I will double check. And is there anything in terms of opening up my heart?
Yeah,
there's so many crystals for opening up the heart. You know, you can go to good old rose quartz. This is kind of the hallmark crystal that's used for any kind of heart expansion and opening, as well as pink amethyst that we spoke about earlier is wonderful for that. You can even try a pink tourmaline. They all pretty much do the same thing. But I would encourage you to think about specifically like what aspect of the heart do you feel is closed, because some of these crystals have different sort of variants to them. So for example, a pink tourmaline is great if you feel like your heart is close to new relationships, then that's a really nice frequency to help you to be more open in that regard. Whereas rose quartz is a little more of a healing crystal. So if you're going through grief or you feel like maybe you're just not being kind enough to yourself and you need to open your heart up more to you as well, then that would be a better crystal to use for that purpose.
Okay, I think it's a bit of both.
So,
be kinder to myself and being open to receiving love.
Yeah, and trusting in it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have an incredible day. Thanks for calling in. You know, it's always nice when people call in and give the, you know, where are they going when they're shifting. And I know sometimes it's nice when they can walk around and touch them and feel them, but we can't do that right now. You know, you got to kind of tune in and say, which one is it that I really want to gravitate to? And what do you find for people who are listening that may not know this about crystals? A lot of times, you know, we'll get crystals and then maybe we're done with them. And sometimes we bring them back. What do you say around that whole energy with them? For people who may be new to crystals, why is that happening to them?
Yeah, so as you're working with crystals, you're actually influencing your own energetic field. And as you do that, you might get to the point where you may not need them anymore, at least for a little bit. And then there may be a point where sometime down the road, you would want to work with them again. So that's why it's really important that when you're working with crystals, you're also following your intuition. If you feel like a crystal is not resonating with you anymore, and it may even just be something as simple as that kind of feels old to me or not really who I am anymore, then it's probably best that you don't continue to work with that specific one. And I just had a huge sale where I gave away many of my personal crystals that weren't resonating with me because they had completed their journey. And I literally asked them, are you ready to go to someone new? And if I get a yes, then I put them out there. And it's because we have to remember that they do have their own consciousness and they do carry their own information and they are here to help and to serve. And so I like to think of it as, you know, if someone else can be benefiting from something that's just collecting dust on my shelf, it's so much better for them to be helping someone than just sitting there if they're not resonating with you anymore. So trust your gut when it's time to let go.
And what would you say to people that have never given a crystal away before and they're done with it? What would be the best, like in terms of, even though they may say, so I'm gonna say, okay, I'm gonna give Shivani this crystal. It feels like she needs it, but you should clean it before, shouldn't you?
Definitely, because it is something that's been around you for a while. So even when I have my own sales where I'm getting, letting go of my personal pieces, I always run them through sage because that's a really nice way to be able to cleanse their energy of anything that it might have picked up while it was working with you. It kind of gives the crystal a blank slate, so to speak, so that it's ready for a new person.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Or if you get a crystal from somebody and you feel like there's some energy in it, even though you like it, probably a good idea to give it a good cleaning. And people forget about that. You can put them in the moon too, right? Sometimes I like to put them in the sun, the moon.
Yeah, and I always say, like I tell my clients, clean it again when you get it, because even though I run everything through sage, you don't know what's also happening in transport. It could be like the delivery guy's in a bad mood and is holding that box, and crystals are really sensitive. So the minute that you receive it, whether it's from a store or a person, always clear it.
You know, that's an excellent point you put up. And I say that in life in general. I mean, you get things like when you've ordered it from point A to point B, it's no different than even your water. Like I like to do water blessings, right? All the way that water transports and goes through things and processing, it picks up all those energies. And it's so, I mean, I'm just so happy you brought that point up, because anything we order or bring into our home, yeah, it goes through a lot of hands. You don't know, it could go through one hand, but chances are it's gone through 25 hands with the delivery people, and sometimes they're a little crabby right now. You're correct. Clean your crystals. All right, 1-800-930-2819 if you have a crystal question. But we have Mila on the phone. Can we go to her, Olivia?
Yeah, Mila from Mississauga. Mila, you're on with Tracy L. Clark and Shivani Sharma.
Thank you.
Hi, Mila.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're fabulous.
Awesome. I'm so glad I'm able to get on. I just was able to step away from my desk for a little bit. So my question that I had is, how are you able to choose a crystal or know what's right for you? Like, I feel I have many areas I want to focus on, and I'm the type of person when I see crystals, like, they look so pretty, and I want them all, and I'm so indecisive. So I'll look at one and let's say Centrium, like, oh yeah, I need this for this. And then I'll see Rose Quartz and be like, oh yeah, I need this too. And so how do I know what's the best for me at that time?
When she wants them all.
I do. And I'm so indecisive. Maybe I need one for indecisiveness. I don't know. But they're so pretty. How do you choose?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely are a lot out there and they're all really gorgeous. I mean, I usually tell people to follow what they're attracted to, but if you're one of those people who's kind of like, I feel like I can pick up everything that I'm seeing, then I think that's the point where you may want to like consider what is it that you're looking for in your life first, and then decide on the crystal accordingly, as opposed to looking at the crystal and then figuring out whether you want it or not. So generally I tell people, like, you know, when you walk into a store, or if you're attending a live sale on Instagram or wherever it is that you're getting crystals from, usually there are a couple that will kind of pop out to you. And it doesn't mean necessarily that they're even attractive per se. It could just be like, maybe even something that you actually don't perceive as being too beautiful, but you can't help but stare at it. It's because there's something drawing you to it and you need it in your life. And I've had that many times where I've been like, that crystal's actually kind of ugly, but I so need it. So, you know, right. So usually that's kind of the way in which I tell people to go about. But if you're feeling like, oh my God, I can take like the whole table home, then I say, maybe that's when you want to consult like a book for a certain area in your life. So there are tons of crystal books out there. Judy Hall is known as someone who's really great at sort of understanding the meaning of crystals, and she has a bunch of books. So I recommend that people go and look up, you know, is it the love life? And then she kind of will point out all the crystals that you can use. And that's again where, you know, as you flip through the pictures, just see, is there one that kind of feels better to you in comparison to the other? And that's where I want to also just remind everyone that working with your intuition is so, so important with crystals. So even if you are physically attracted to all of them, and your eyes are kind of confusing you, go into your heart and see what you feel, because I think that will always lead you to the right choice.
Does that make sense, Mila? Now, can you say this is my, if you made a list like 1 to 5 of the areas of life that you would like more expansive in, does that make it a little easier?
It does. I think so. It's still, it's also, I guess, because I have the whole trust issue, like trusting myself and my intuition to know, like, what area should I focus on first? Because there's so many, like, I have a couple of major areas, and how do I figure out what, like, I don't know, do you sense maybe an area that I should focus on first? Or
you actually just said it, a crystal that can help her more trust in herself. And when I'm looking at all this, I get chills as soon as you said it, like, yes. So that is actually number one. So Shivani, what would be the best crystal for Mila right now to help her with trusting her own intuition, trusting her decisions, and that whole spirit of trust? We're going to give you a big boost for that too, Mila.
So I love it, because as you were just speaking right now, there was one that just flashed in my eye, and I have it out here. So it is called apophyllite. So apophyllite, this is apophyllite. Yep. And it is a super high vibration crystal that is known to open the crown, which is the energy center at the top of your head, that is associated with faith, associated with trust. And it's thought to create more of a clear channel down into your heart, so that when you're making your decisions, you're doing so with more of that kind of divine or universal guidance. So being able to hear the guidance and follow through on it, and trusting your heart to lead you to the right choice. So that is the one that I would definitely recommend.
That's beautiful.
That feels good.
Doesn't that feel good? Yeah. It's beautiful. I know you're on the phone, Mila, but when you go back and watch, you know, when you watch the video, you know, hold it up one more time, Shivani. It's gorgeous. It sparkles. Wow.
Yeah. And this is from India, and I actually just got in higher than A grade. So those are going to be available very soon. They're super high vibration. Like, I think they're close to triple A grade. So, yeah.
So Mila, that might be one where if you just reach out to Shivani, she's going to, when she's in our community, she's like, we can find her everywhere. Yeah. Drop the hat. She'll know exactly which one that you require and get it onto. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
That's what I'll do. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'll reach out to you. And then when you have it, just let me know. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
That's exciting. Now I'm all excited. Yay.
It looks really like, Mila, it looks like you guys have this little love fest going on when you get it. Like, it's, and I say that jokingly, but the energy of it, as soon as it came into your face, it's actually already working on you. Like, as soon as she held it up, it's already doing this little work on you. So it definitely, I got goosebumps. That's like it's going to be your best friend for a little bit, for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have one more quick question.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we're skipping our break, so you go for it. Yep.
Okay, so I just wanted to know if selenite can be used to clear crystals. So let's say if I receive this one, can I use selenite for it instead of staging, or is that not recommended?
So selenite does have a really high cleansing energy, and it's believed to have the ability to cleanse other crystals as well. The only thing I find is that personally, I prefer sage because it's just a little more dense in energy. I feel like it can combat some more dense energies as opposed to selenite. Another thing with selenite is that you have to leave it around the crystal for a longer period of time to complete that whole cleansing process. Whereas if you're using sage, it's pretty immediate. So you don't have to wait too long in order for you to then go on and use it. So I'm always very, very biased to sage. Another thing that's great is like frankincense. You could use that as well. But selenite, I'm sort of like, yes, it does work, but I feel like it takes more time.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Mila.
Thank you. Take care.
Well,
bye.
Spread your light in that workplace. I'm actually really happy you said that with the clearing, because I have to agree with you. I've never found selenite to be as, it is, like you said, a powerful clearing, but I would agree with you on the other ones 100%. When I see the energy of it, and I'm happy you said that, because I have heard a lot of people just say, oh, we'll just throw selenite and people will get frustrated. And I'm like, that's why we have experts like you that can say it's changed. Do you find the vibration before I ask this question, just give out your shout out where people can find you to get the crystals. Cause I know Mila and people are going to be going, where can I get a hold of you?
Yep. So you can find me on Facebook at Crystal Energetics, T-I-X at the end of the name, or you can also find me on Instagram. And I run all of my sales on Instagram right now. So it's just at Crystal Energetics.
Yeah, go to Instagram. It's easier. And if you miss her, or if anything too, like if you're trying to figure out how to get a hold of her, maybe you're not on Instagram or Facebook, is there an email, or because they can always reach out to our office too, contact@tracylclark.com, and we will happily forward you her information. Is there an email they can reach you at too?
Yeah, it's just Shivani@metaenergetics.com. And I know that my business name will be on this recording. So
yeah, 100%. Yeah. And then we always put them in the show notes below. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'd be really curious, what are you seeing with the crystals now? So Mother Earth is... I just channeled a video for the Miraculous Academy, and basically I said, Mother Earth is throwing up right now. And it sounds drastic, but it is. She's purging off all this negativity that, she's great at cleaning and moving and shifting. And she's like, pretty much the way God kept showing me, she's throwing up because she's clearing to raise even higher vibration for all of us to live on this planet while we're getting our light codes rebalanced. Which will affect crystals. What are you noticing? Like the vibrations of the crystals, I'll just tell you what I see, and then I'd love to hear your expert opinion, is they look like they're getting stronger and higher as she's cleaning. What have you noticed with the crystals you're getting in now compared to the crystals you may have brought in like a year ago?
Yeah, I can definitely sense a difference in energy. And I'm also finding that there's a lot more raw crystals that are being shown up in the market. I find it really like interesting, because compared to even a year ago, there were more polished crystals. Yeah. And now I'm seeing more raw kind of make their way in and are being featured more predominantly by sellers. And I think there's a reason for that. Now people always ask, like, is raw more powerful? Is polished less powerful? I don't think necessarily, as long as your polished is of a high grade, you're going to be fine from an energetic perspective. But that being said, when I hold a raw crystal in my hand, I feel a greater connection to Mother Earth, and I'm starting to see more of that coming in, and more people are finding that they were exclusively polished crystal lovers, and they're suddenly feeling like they need to start working with raw.
Wow. So for someone who doesn't know the difference between raw and polished, can you quickly explain that?
Absolutely. I can even show you. So yes. This is what a raw crystal would look like. And this is pretty much what it would be in polished form. Wow. So this has a little more quartz in it, which is the white. But polished, just like raw, is literally like it's taken from the earth. It's cut out and then it's not polished at all. There's, it's not put into a shape or anything. Like this is literally taken from the earth. Mm-hmm. This will be polished just so that the outer edges are nice and smooth. So some people like this better because it's a little more smoother to hold in the hand. They find it easier to meditate with. But I think raw is really nice as well. So it's just more people are gravitating toward raw. I know I am too. So
I'm really glad I asked that question, because that is actually such a telling sign too, where I've seen the earth is like purging. And if people are going to the raw, that's again another like transition happening with our planet right now at this time, where that real just, I want to say that raw salt of the earth, just here it is, it comes out, and it's beautiful. I think it's really important. Have you noticed anything else like on with the crystals as we're, because here's the thing I see, and we all know this for this year, like I've never seen a year like 2021. And every year I say never seen a year like that, but this is crazy. Like, it's like every day, you know, we'll bump maybe the next month, a full moon or whatever, we bump, but every day people are bumping. And that could also mean a little bit of, the way I see with the crystals is like, maybe one day you could feel a little bit phonetic, like, okay, I'm going to grab my rose quartz. Or then the next day you're like, no, I'm over here with my amethyst. And the next day you're over here. Have you noticed more people might be changing or gravitating daily to a different one, even though they love them all?
Yeah. So I'm noticing that people are wanting greater variety. Before, people were very happy to have only two or three kind of staple crystals in their collection, but now people are wanting something broader, and they are pretty much changing every day according to what they feel they could use. And another thing is, I'm finding it really interesting that people are starting to choose more crystals that have to do with becoming more authentic to themselves and stepping into their power. And that is a trend that has started to come into the market. So aquamarine, for example, is a crystal that's all about speaking your truth, being authentic to yourself, you know, and that is one that all of a sudden, like, I'm seeing everywhere. And I even ordered some for myself and for my shop, because I'm noticing so many people are gravitating toward that. And citrine also, which is all about coming into your power. So those are themes of some of the crystals that are coming up.
Yeah, that, well, and that's really powerful right now, because we do have, and for everybody, you want to go check out Shivani's shop and get this crystal, because we know there's so much silencing happening on one side. So the narrative of the world is, if you don't agree with our narrative, then you're not going to get any time, no airtime, social media, nothing. And that can't happen. And we know that. So there's, but these people that aren't getting their time, so to speak, they are getting their time just on other platforms. And so I'm happy you brought that up, because that is part of what is the cleansing, is stop living in the illusion, start getting connected and authentic. And it's okay to have your voice. You don't have to agree with everybody. We can still love each other and disagree, but to speak up. Do you have one of those with you by chance on your desk? Maybe not.
Yeah. I don't have aquamarine with me right now, but it's on its way from Brazil. So it'll be here in a week.
I actually want you to touch on that. This is something that I have seen working with people for many years, where when I used to see people in person, they would bring their crystals. And unfortunately, as the internet expanded, I'm like, that's a glass. They're like, no, that's crystal. And I'm like, no, that's not a pure crystal. Can you speak that? Because people have to be really discerning. This is why I love having you on the show. I know your crystals, you can explain where you get them from, but I know they're pure. They're super high grade, just like a diamond, guys. You buy a diamond, you can buy from like super low grade to high grade. And I would strongly recommend that people have to be so discerning, because if you get a low grade crystal, especially now, it's not going to do anything to you. Can you expand on this? Because people need to, I see it still all the time.
Yeah, I think grade is really important with crystals. And, you know, you have to really question, like, what is your motivation for using a crystal? Some people are purely into it for aesthetics, and so they're okay going low grade. And I'm like, fine, that's your choice. But if you're really talking about wanting to work with the crystal, to empower yourself, to change your energy, to shift and to be able to attract better circumstances to yourself, then you want change, and you're not going to get it if you're going to be working with a low grade crystal. So crystals come in grades. You want to go at least grade A or even higher. Grade A is the most affordable. But if you are only looking out for cheap crystals, that's exactly the kind of energy you're going to get. It's going to be cheap energy. Yeah. So be careful what you're deciding, and be careful where you're buying from, because definitely there are lots of fakes in the crystal marketplace. A lot of them are either made from glass or they're dyed artificially, and they're called something like amethyst when they're not. And sometimes you can just have other kind of materials mixed in to dilute the crystal. And it just ends up being completely, I think, garbage from an energetic perspective. So you want to make sure that you're going to trusted sellers who also, I think, value selling high quality crystals, because not every seller is selling it for that purpose. So go to sellers who believe in that and who respect that and honor that, and just be super careful to make sure that it's someone who's trusted.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I have a few crystal bracelets that we sell in the company. I tell you, I had to source, like, for the jewelry lady to make them. That was like number one. I'm like, I got to see your crystals. I got to know what's happening. I'm not putting anything on my, and I tell, as soon as I put something on my, I know right away too, right? Like, I can look at it and say, yeah, and I know. And, but I've seen a lot of people, oh, I just got that bracelet and it was like $10. And I'm looking at it going, it is not even, it's not going to do anything for you. And this is why I love having you on the show too, because where's your favorite spots to get your crystals from?
I actually love Instagram. I'm not going to lie. And I think, like, in some ways the pandemic has changed crystal purchasing culture because people aren't going to stores anymore. Yes. But I love going to live sales on Instagram, or even just speed sales on Instagram, which is like the kind that I hold. Just because, like, first of all, it's really fun because it's kind of a whole community of people coming together who love crystals. If the seller is knowledgeable, they will usually post information about the crystal. So you're not just buying a random crystal with a little random tag. Like, they're really taking the time to explain what it is, how you can use it. So it ends up being not just about purchasing the crystal, but you also get a bit of education back, which I think is so important in terms of understanding how to use it. So I definitely am very biased to purchasing on Instagram right now.
Yeah, well, that's where you are. And that's where we like to find you. I just email you. Then you email her and say, this is what I need. She always gives me more ideas on the show. I'm like, I know what we need next. So are there certain, actually, no, Spirit says we can't go there because different countries might get mad. Okay, so we're going to leave that. So let's go to, I was going to ask you a question, Aaron. Spirit's like, no. Okay, so be very mindful of where they come from, what country. And again, if you guys are wondering, then you reach out to Shivani and you send her, or can they DM you too on Instagram?
Oh yeah, send me a DM, send me an email. I've been doing lots of private sales over DMs, even to some people in this community. So yeah, totally not a problem.
Oh yeah, just DM her and she'll get it for you. Okay, we're going to go to Laura. Olivia on the phone lines.
Yeah, we've got Laura from Oakville. Laura, you're on with Tracy L. Clark and Shivani Sharma.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Tracy. Hi. How are you? Hi, thank you. I have a question about Lemurian crystals, because I happened upon one about 8 or 9 years ago and I didn't even know really what it was. And then I've got a few in my collection now that just sort of came to me, and I kind of have an idea, like, what they are, but I don't know if you have any more insight. That would be really cool.
Lemurian crystal is what you said, yes?
Correct, yes.
Yes. Okay. So, Lemurian, some people are just so, like, almost addicted to them because they're so much fun. So basically a Lemurian crystal is a crystal that has almost like little lines or ridges on the side of it. And it is believed to be from the lost civilization of Lemuria. So some people may believe in this, some people may not. But I'm just sharing what the general belief is. And so it was believed that the people from the civilization actually encoded information into these crystals and then went around the world and buried them in different places for other people to find. It's also believed that if one comes your way, it is meant for you and only you, and there is information that you are meant to receive from it. So you rub your hands over the little lines, and sometimes it honestly even looks a bit like writing if you look really closely at the crystals and the little formations. And during meditation and connecting with the crystal, that information will eventually come to you and be known to you. So people love it. People find that they do receive really great guidance for themselves, for their life path, even at a bigger, kind of broader level for humanity. And they're just thought to contain so much wisdom from a lost civilization that had a lot of insight into mind, body, spirit, into healing, and some sort of almost like lost secrets can become known if you were to meditate with them. That's the belief.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. Like, I've been meditating with them, and I ended up, like, I found one 8 years ago, I think it was, and I didn't even know what Lemuria was or what that those barcode lines were. But now I've come into a few of them now, and I've sat and meditated with them, and I feel like I'm downloading information. I just don't quite understand it yet, that's all.
I think that's another crystal where you want to start working a little slowly before going full in, and it takes time to sort of, it's almost like receiving it in a different language. It can take some time to decode and to understand and to gain insight, but it usually does come. So just be patient with the process. I find most people, after having done it once and having been able to successfully decode and to understand, it becomes easier over time. So as more Lemurian crystals make it into their collection, that whole process just becomes so much easier.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I've had a few land in my collection. So, yeah, and I have downloaded stuff, and I'm just trying to understand it a little bit better, though. But I find it fascinating.
It shows to actually, when you get that download information, just in your book, just sort of write down what it is. Even if it doesn't make sense, if you just keep writing it down, you can see you're going to start to put the pieces together. And then it's like a puzzle, and you're like, ah, I get what it's saying to me. So I would incorporate that after your meditation. And then you're not going to lose any of the information too, because a lot of times when we come out of channeling or downloading information, you totally forget it. It's like when someone says, remember last week when you said, and I'm like, no, I was channeling. I don't know. When I come out of a class, I don't remember the next day. So if someone asks, I have to go back and watch the class. So it's the same way it looks like with you. So if you come out of it, or even while you're meditating, you know, you can write and scribble at the same time with information that's coming through. So the more you work with that, the more it'll just naturally, your hand will go, you'll write it, and you'll be able to look back and go, oh, that's what was being said to me. Does that make sense?
Totally does. Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. I love crystals.
Keep enjoying them. Keep enjoying them. Thanks for calling in. You know, I love that, Shawnee, because that one had a lot of play energy with it, but also, like you said, if it comes to you, very specific for the information that you require. So is it, for people that don't know this, what about the people that say it is every crystal? I know there's information from them and for them. Are there certain ones like that one she was just talking about with Lemuria that's very different, like in terms of that was her script, her message that she would, you know, gravitate to? I've never gravitated to one of those. So that's why, you know, we're asking that. Usually, do you find that with different crystals? I know they all have different messages, but some, it seems like you can take a heart, like a rose quartz sometimes, and there can be a couple people in the room and they're all loving it and resonating with it. But that one doesn't sound like it would really be able to have a party like that.
Yeah. It's interesting. I have always been really intrigued with Lemurians, but there has never been one that has actually spoken to me as of yet. And so I think it's important to remember that every crystal has hidden messages and meanings and information that is going to be imparted to you. I think the difference with the Lemurian crystal is that it's specifically tied to specific civilizations. So if you're somebody who believes in past lives, or in perhaps reigniting certain memories or gifts from that time, if you were there, then it might make sense that you would gravitate to that and you're meant to have it in your life. And then there's other people who maybe were, you know, against that civilization or not part of that civilization, it's not going to resonate with them in the same way. So just trust your gut. Even though it sounds like a cool crystal, it may not be for you. Make sure that you're actually attracted to it and it's resonating.
Wow. I love it. I love it. So what Did you have any other fun crystals on your desk there that we haven't gone through? I love it when you bring them. I like seeing them. I know people listen. You're like, I can't see them. You can come watch it on YouTube again. So do you have some others?
I have a ton. And so one thing I did want to mention was when we were talking about like, be careful of dyed crystals and, you know, heat treated crystals, those are things that you want to avoid. There's one exception to treated crystals that I personally have, and I know a lot of other sellers do too. And those are aura crystals. So aura crystals are basically treated with natural metal to give a very kind of rainbow, kind of, you know, glowy look. But it's not dyed, it's not chemicalized, it's natural metals. So that's the only exception for treated crystals that I have in my own collection. I know that a lot of other sellers do as well, because if you actually look into aura crystals, I personally find that it amplifies the energy of the crystal because it's being treated with the natural metals that just bring it up a bit. So if you see an aura crystal in the market, don't be scared, unless it's fake aura, because you can get fake aura. But as long as you're getting it from a good seller, it's in my opinion, is completely safe and very pretty as well. So,
so explain for the person who doesn't know what the aura crystal will do.
So, so it depends on what the crystal is that has aura on top of it. So for example, this is an agate heart. Agate is known to balance your emotions, to stabilize you, to ground you. So what the aura is going to do is it's just going to bring up the frequency even more to have a more powerful effect of those properties on your system.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's why they just buy them from you. Then, you know, you're not getting any. You can't stress that enough though. Like, everyone knows when I bring people on the show, I'm really careful who I bring on and why, because we want to make sure that you are getting exactly what you know, you're seeing here, you're feeling here, you know. And so sometimes, and like you said it too, we're not going into stores anymore, because like I've said this for years, you can see malls are going to become like, they're going to become high rises. Most of them will disappear. So no matter where, even these little shops that we had in other places, a lot of them are changing. So it's important that they can go, oh, I heard Shivani, she has them. We know they come from a really good source. They're safe. They're good. So you guys don't have to worry about that. All right. Now we have like about, I think, 7 minutes. Olivia can let me know. I want to know what else you got on your desk there, because this is fun. We could go for a whole other hour. I'm having a good time.
So I love getting crystal shapes, as you know, because I gave you a gingerbread man, but I just find them to be so fun, and there's a bit of play, and it's also in terms of like what the shape represents to you. So I recently got in a bunch of agate moons from Brazil, which are absolutely gorgeous. And I just have so much fun with them, because it's like, when you look at the moon, it has a certain meaning. It's about increasing your intuition, tapping into the divine feminine. And then you also have the natural energetic properties of agate.
Up again? Sorry, before you go into the natural, I want one of those. Okay, yeah, you know, I'll be tight. I love, wow. Okay, you can go into the properties. I know what agate does, but hold that up. That is gorgeous.
Yeah, so there, I just have a ton of fun, and you're seeing more and more sellers getting creative in terms of requesting certain shapes. And it just is like, it's beautiful. It's nice to connect with. It has so much meaning. And so I'm always getting these in. I have about 5 of these right now in my store, and I just love them.
Well, four. You're going to save one for me. So tell everybody what the agate does. Like, yeah.
So this is all about balancing your emotions, stabilizing you, grounding you. So people actually love to keep it on their desk as a desk time crystal, or anywhere in your space where you feel like you just need to get a little more grounded.
I have to agree with you. Like I said, the gingerbread man and I are friends. Like, so it just, it's so, but it is, it brings the play energy in. It brings all of that space in. We do have one more caller. Can we quickly take them?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go to Carrie from Toronto. We'll quickly take her. I know we only have about 7 minutes now, so we'll be good.
All right. Yeah. Carrie from Toronto. Carrie, you're on with Tracy L. Clark and Shivani Sharma.
Hi. Your show is so great. You're so informative on all of it. It's great. I'm curious though, like, is there a way you can like zap the energy out of these crystals? Like, I don't know, keeping it on plastic, or I don't know, is there a way to ruin them?
I think it's really important to keep them in a good kind of clean environment. As stated before, they're very sensitive. So if they are coming into contact with other things, they can take on the energy of those other things. So I personally know that so many people like to put their crystals on like an exclusive shelf for crystals, or they'll put it like on top of a, like, you know, a little ledge by the window, just to kind of keep them in their own space, nice and clean, nice and pure, and away from anything that could potentially taint their energy.
Like if it's in a drawer for too long, the energy will get zapped out, right, Shivani?
Yeah, yeah. The frequency will just drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Carrie? Because we can put them in windows, in the sun. But you can actually, I've noticed with crystals, and Shivani, you can say this too for Carrie, that I've noticed that there are certain surfaces. So like if you literally put this is going to go into the energy of seeing it. Like if you have your crystal by some really toxic chemicals, I've seen where it zaps it out. Like even if you have toxic cleaning chemicals and your crystal is right with it, I've seen that energy just get sucked out. Like, wouldn't you notice that? It doesn't even have to be in the toxicity, just beside it.
Oh yeah. It literally is just the environment, like the environment you're placing it. It doesn't even have to come into direct contact with it. And so, you know, like there's some people, which I find to be kind of funny, but they have like cleaning agents in their washroom and then they take like crystal baths. But it's like when you look at what's going on in that room, like I think it completely defeats the purpose. So I think it's just really important that if you're using a crystal in a particular place, just make sure that there's nothing toxic nearby.
Does that answer it, Carrie?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I look forward to finding your stuff. Okay, great.
Great, 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 great crystals for sure. I love the moon. Okay, do you have, quickly, I know we have a couple more minutes, just a few more minutes left. What else do you have in there that's fun?
So one of the crystals that people are really loving in the market right now is called Ocean Jasper because it looks like a painting. Like this is from Mother Earth, you guys. There is nothing artificial about this. This is completely 100% natural, but it looks like a painting.
That's
so people are really gravitating to it because it is a heart-based crystal that brings in happiness and joy. And a lot of people are looking for that right now. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful crystal in terms of how it's composed.
It's gorgeous. Any other ones in there?
There's a whole bunch
of them. I want to get through. I know. I'm having fun just and learning, right? It's fun for all of us.
So another one that's really popular is fluorite. Now fluorite comes in different forms and different colors. So this, for example, is a magenta fluorite. And this one is actually getting really popular with people who feel like they need to work on being more accepting of themselves and treating themselves with more love. It's also known as a crystal that helps with embracing your inner and your outer beauty. So in general, fluorite removes negativity. When you get it in the magenta form, it's basically getting rid of negative thoughts, beautifying your thoughts, and beautifying your relationship that you have with yourself. So you can get it in this nice kind of magenta, but then there are other colors like this green. This one's a really big one, but this will work a little bit more on like the heart space, but it also just eradicates any kind of negativity from your environment. So, and it also increases your concentration. So people love keeping fluorite like this on their desk while they're working.
I love it. I know we are now getting our countdown. So again, tell everybody where they can find you, Shivani.
So you can find me at Crystal Energetics on Facebook or on Instagram. You can also shoot me an email at Shivani@metaenergetics.com.
I am so happy you were able to join us. And if you're in our community watch, she's going to actually be doing a 2-hour class. So that will be launching soon. We have to get the date. It is my fault, not hers, because it's been so busy, but it's going to come. So you want to learn more and get involved in crystals. So thank you so much for joining us again. I hope you will come back. Hope you will come back. Watch out for that class, jclclerk.com. And I am just so thrilled to have you all here again this week. So hope you'll join me next week we'll have some fun for my birthday. I'm not going to eat cake on air. No, not going to happen. But I hope you'll join me. We have a lot of cool events coming up. And, you know, it's the time that we need our community. So I am so grateful for all of you guys showing up because, like I said, without each and every one of you, it would make our days pretty boring. So we love you. We respect you and we honor you. And I can't wait to see you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody. Go. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.